And in post-edit, we'll see if the microphone actually picked up the sound of the purring cat. And hey, it's an unshow. We're allowed to do public access, kind of garage tech here. But since this is, about all things deadpan, let's get caught up on the important news that's going on. You have one more week to vote for the next Palooza episode. And last week, I announced that Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy was in the lead. Well, in the interim, it has slipped to number two. Everything else is way, way behind that. But number one now is, with a sizable lead, is Flash Gordon. So if the voting were to end today, we'd be doing a Flash Gordon Palooza. Which would be what, a Minga Palooza? No, that sucks. I don't know. We'll have to think of something. But it may not be Flash Gordon if you. We'll still see how the voting tallies end up. You can check the link at www.jackmangan.com. It's a post. I don't know. There's a post there. You just scroll around, you'll find it. You can go to the SurveyMonkey page and vote for what you would like to see covered on the next Palooza. That would be Palooza 6. And also bear in mind that I still intend to follow up on the Deadpan Ambassador, Amy Bowen's fantastic idea for the Duel of the Fates round 3. To be Palooza focused, so we'll be drawing all the characters from the first five Paloozas, which were the Watchmen, Gross Point Blank, Southland Tales, Repo Man, and of course, Zardoz, which started it all. So, whatever we end up doing for Palooza 6 will also affect Duel of the Fates Part 3. In other unshow deadpan news, we have picked up a lot of steam on this deadpan gathering. It's going to happen now. It has to happen. There are all these people who have said they're going to be here and are committed. So we're going to pin down some locations. Obviously, it's going to happen in Arizona. Labor Day weekend, if you're not a douche, or, if you cannot act like a douche for that weekend, at least, even if you are a douche, then you should come out and not be a douche with the rest of us. And I will try also not to be a douche. In other news, which actually this is some good news to announce, I have moved on to different Skeksis. And actually, these new Skeksis have not acted like Skeksis at all. They may in time, but I'm not going to be pessimist about it. Yes, Jack Mangan, I'm not going to be pessimist about it. So I appreciate all the goodwill and all the help, all the job tips, and all the things that went on, during the long stretch, the long difficult stretch. But for now, I'm in a better spot now. The paycheck is actually less than some I've had in the past, but I try to live pretty simply anyway, and I can live comfortably in what I'm making. I can eat and pay the rent. And I can also find a little bit of time, a little bit of energy, and a little bit. If I am smart financially a little bit in the fight for the legal battle that's going on right now, which incidentally, in less than happy news, at the time of this podcast release, we're just about the anniversary of the 1 year mark that this has been going on. So I'm kind of disgusted with the local law enforcement handling of this. Not with them in general, but with their handling of this. And, well, yeah, hopefully this will all have a happy ending. So anyway, that's enough unshow babble. Let's get to the fun part. And yes, I am doing unshow solo this evening, because I let it get very late. So let me be responsible and get this done so I can get to bed and get up for work in the morning. Vanamon says, "Tapping to the bear sounded more fun. Tapping to the beard would be just weird, though." Ed from Texas says, "Won't the green screen be a bit of a giveaway? Seems like we ought to put some of them there special effects on the video to make it more convincing." Imaginary Number says, "Espy, this episode is indeed pretty me-heavy. Thanks to Jack for playing my Drek. I dropped a content bomb during my vaca, so you're all going to get more sick of hearing from me than you already are. On this subject, my S/O requested I send her a link to a podcast when my content was used. She listened and for some reason found it enjoyable. She announced to me that she would like to contribute, so sometime when she's not working and has decided on her pseudonym, there will be a new dead panty. Nomad Scry says, ellipsis, strip chess, ellipsis. CJ says, barefoot trip to the mailbox equals fail. Ouch. Vanamon says, three overweight men in desperate need for some deodorant in the sci-fi section of Borders. I feel like we're giving the genre customer base a bad name. And the final of the week, Just a Joe says, just stayed up way too late watching Warehouse 13. IMHO, it is a, quote, could-be, close-quote, show. Could be good, ellipsis, or it could be complete crap. It is a, quote, retooling, quote, of the, quote, Friday the 13th, quote, TV show, but I've always liked that premise and the characters are fun, ellipsis, but I wasn't completely hooked. Quote, time will tell, quote, I guess I'll give it two more episodes to make its case. All right, time is up. The end show's over. Thought I had something more to say.